there's a very good chance that you find yourself in a very dark place. So that you may call out to Him. All right? And so what I want to talk to, where I want to start tonight is the dead place. The scripture says, I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and He answered me out of the belly of Sheol. Sheol means the place of the dead. Okay? It also is a word used for hell, but typically it means where the dead dwells. And this is how He explains His environment in the fish. And we all have experienced that, or maybe some of us at this moment experience that. What is your dead place? What does it look like? Is it frustration? Is that where you are at this moment? Is it a lack of energy? Because maybe God is calling you and you're just resisting. Maybe you find yourself in a place, I don't know, family relationships or with friends, or where you are just not obedient and you experience this darkness. You should have said sorry a long time ago, but you're resisting. What is your dead place? Maybe at the moment you're experiencing amazing victory. Note very well tonight so that when you find yourself in a dark place, you know how to get out. Is that okay? Are you maybe experiencing defeat? Do you feel there's no hope? That sounds like a dead place, right? Now let me tell you something. I don't know what the percentage is. I don't know how you gauge it. But I'm telling you now, there's not a lot of Christians in the world that is victorious believers. They're scarce. I tend to think people in our congregation do well because we teach on it a lot, and we, through our small group, walk people into victory. But I'll tell you what, there's not a lot of victorious believers in the world. What most believers do is they give into the temptation to make themselves a home in the fish, to make for themselves a home in the dead place. And the walls of that home is very long explanations of why they are there and whose mistake that is. It's not my fault I'm here, my parents never, and there's a story, or I could not help when that happened to me. And so these are the walls of justification for you to stay there. And my heart is for you to move out of that place, to break down every wall and to get out like Jonah. And I want to help you tonight with that. And I want to look at steps of getting out of that. So I want to get to the first point of tonight. I'm going to give you four. How do you get out of the dead place? We're talking about you being a conqueror. All right? Scripture says you're more than an overcomer. That means you don't have to explain why you're here. You can get out. You can be victorious, life and life in abundance. Do you believe that? Where do you start? Number one, you break into worship. The presence of God. It's where it all started. Jonah fled from the presence of God. It's where it all gone wrong. Which meant God's presence was with him, and then he fled from it. And one of the powerful thing here, and this is so important, when you worship in spirit and in truth, when you worship God to the best ability you can, there's no experts in worship. There's just pure hearts. Right? When you worship, the Holy Spirit comes and reveals to you who God is, and then you can say it to Him. Let me just give you an example. The one song we sang this evening, You're Beautiful, someone was worshiping God and God gave them a song. The revelation they got was that God is so beautiful. And they put pen to paper. And now we're seeing it around the world. It was revealed to them by the Holy Spirit. Right? Now, when you worship God, and it can be in prayer, it can be you opening your heart for the Word, it can literally be singing, the Holy Spirit shows you who God is. Bigger than everything. Victorious, amazing God, the one who sees the storms. And what happens to your fears? They get out of the back door. Because right now, you are seeing who He is. What happens to your self-pity? It goes. What happens to you, to your loss of hope? It goes because you see the hope in God. That is what happens in worship. And that's why it's so important. But here's the thing. You cannot break into worship if you are not willing to let go of that self-pity. If you're not willing to let go of that fear, if you are not willing to let go of every reason you want to give from why you are here, why it's not going great with you, if you are not willing to let it go, you cannot go all the way into worship because you can't have both. You can't be right next to the God who moves away and shatters every problem but say, no, these I'm going to keep. So there's a choice to be made. True worship in the deepest sense is knowing that it does not matter where I am, He can get me out. Can you see that? There's a decision, there's a fork in the road where worship, when Scripture speaks of worshiping Him in spirit and in truth, it's trusting Him above all else. And it's the first step we need to take. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol. It's a psalm writer talking about that place as well. Or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. When it comes to worship, the goal is to get in God's presence. And when we get into His presence, He shows to us the path of life we should walk. And so when we come to God, we're not looking specifically for answers. We're looking for a person, Jesus. He is the answer. And He gives a lot of direction, but we come to meet with Him, to be in His presence. And just as we're entering it, we leave everything behind. Every thought that's been in our mind the whole week, every preconceived idea about the past, we just come white, blank page, Lord, here I am, instruct. If you can do that, you will do so well. You will hear Him. You will get so much direction from Him, you will be blown away. Just a few pointers. Worship is where you enter God's presence. Worship facilitates repentance. Worship reveals your position. He helps you to see. Worship leads to revelation in your future. And worship comforts you. Now, it is an interesting thing. Jonah, on the boat, spoke to the crew. And what did he say? He said, guys, it's me. I was wrong. All right. They tossed him over, and still a fish swallowed him up. And we would like to argue, but didn't he own up to his mistake? Didn't he repent on the boat? You see, owning up to your mistakes is not necessarily repentance. It's just saying it was you. Repentance is turning away. When Jonah repented 3 days later, he said, Lord, I'm turning back to you. I fled from your presence. Now I'm coming back to your temple. I want to meet with you. He worshipped, and his eyes opened, and the fish spit him out. Break into worship. Then I said, I'm driven away from your sight. Yet again, I will look upon your holy temple. Isn't that amazing? Break into worship. Everyone with me? It's very quiet in here. It's very tense. I'm enjoying myself. You can do this. Number two, strengthen your spirit. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for you. Now, see the sequence here. Number one is you are in a place of worship. That's where you start. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what to pray. I'm not even sure what I should do next. And so you say, God, I come to you just to be with you. Just want to be with you. When you enter His presence, a lot of things will happen. A lot of answers will come. But for now, Lord, I just want to be with you. And in that place of worship, if we can just go to that previous list, please. Some of these information comes to you. He shows you about your setting, where you find yourself, steps ahead. He gives you the ability to repent and say sorry. A lot of information comes your way. But that's only the start. What needs to happen now is you have to say. It's been given to you. Something is revealed. What now? Now you must say. You must pray. What did he tell you? What did you experience? You need to bring it now into prayer. Right, for you to conquer. I'm going to show you another scripture. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. Where is the stronghold? It's here. It's a stronghold. It's a spiritual stronghold over a place, over people. It's here. It's in the spirit, all right? We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God. It was raised against the knowledge of God. In wisdom, God, in worship, God led you to something. He gave you knowledge or he encouraged you. And this thing now that's getting you or that's keeping you down, that's causing you to be in the belly of the fish, this thing has now met its match because God has now revealed to you what to do. And now you must talk. Now you must strengthen your spirit. Check this out. Jude, verse 20 is an important one. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Why should you build yourself up? Because you are broken down. Why do I have to build myself up daily? Because in essence, I am broken. And when I get into God's presence and He leads me, I can strengthen my spirit. And when that difficult situation comes again, I am ready. I'm strengthened. Does that make sense? So maybe you're thinking of something very specific, something that happened in your life, and you're thinking, yes, Mike, feel bang you, or I have doubts. That sounds about right. Build up your spirit. I don't know if I can do this. Other people, you can. You can't right now. Build up your spirit and you can. I don't know if there's hope for my marriage. Yes, there is. Build up your spirit. Sometimes I feel I have no hope for my future. There is. But build up your spirit. Pray it in. Lord, there's hope for me because Christ in me is the hope of glory. You have to talk it through, speak it through. It's how you build up your spirit. So from a place of worship where God reveals, if you walk out of that place and you don't take it into prayer, then you've walked into the presence and out of the presence without the power. Right? What lands it into your life is you praying it through. Does that make sense? He reveals and He will also help you pray. Romans 8 even says the Holy Spirit will help you pray. You just get started, okay? And so here's Jonah doing just that. Check this out. I'm driven away from your sight, yet I shall again look upon your holy temple. Now, the sequence of events is very important here. These two verses, 9 and 10, he is still in the belly of the fish, all right? He's still in the dead place. And this is his prayer. But with the voice of thanksgiving, I will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord. He shouts out of the belly of a fish, okay? It's kind of odd. But he's building up, okay? He's building up in his spirit. And the Lord spoke to the fish and vomited Jonah out upon the dry land. Can you see how important it is to pray it through when you're in the dark place? When it's going bad with you, it's very important to pray, God, you are so good. Because you're just about to get launched out. All right? If it's something which also happens like the death of a parent, it's not that they're going to come alive again, but He will carry you through. So you need to start building up right in that situation. Lord, you are so good. Man, I am comforted. You are with me. I'm not alone. In that place, when you're lonely, here's your prayer. I'm not alone. You're with me. When you have no hope, I have so much hope. You're with me. That's your prayer. That's your sequence. You need to pray it in before it's reality. Can you see that? Very important. And that's why many people never get there. Because the word on their tongue is, you don't know what I've been through. Circumstances have lended to me being like this forever. That won't get you launched out. I promise you. It's going to get you launched out is God. You are so good. So good. Paul in prison praises God. Everything opens up. Prison guard wants to kill himself. They say, hey, no, don't wait. We won't go. They just pray God. They're just focusing and stuff opens up. Prison guard gets saved, invite them home to receive God. We need to learn the skill of worshiping him when it's still dark. Very important. This is a mature thing. Okay, I'm talking to mature believers tonight. But isn't it cool that God speaks to Jonah? He doesn't listen, but luckily when God speaks to the fish, he listens. Otherwise, Jonah would still be in the fish. So God only needs to speak once to the fish and blah, okay? Sometimes animals are just better than us, you know? Praise God for obedience, fish, I'm telling you. Number three, you need to act in faith. Faith is the substance of things unseen. So you need to do something with the assurance of something that's not an assurance yet. You need to move now. He revealed something. You prayed it through. But it's still here. It's still in your heart, in your spirit. Something needs to happen now with your body. With your life. Right? Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? You're not your own. You were bought with a price, so glorify God. Not nie, ek is persoonlik in my binnekamer, dis my geloof, nee. Glorify him in your body so that everyone can see. Change it. He spoke to you. Now call that person and say you're sorry. Now connect with your father and mend that bond. Now go to that person and do whatever God said. Now, whatever debt you owe, pay. Now act. You've built yourself up. Now you need to take the step. Are you with me? Very important. And so Jonah's on the beach and God speaks again. Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city. Second time. And Jonah arose. And he went to Nineveh. Number three, you act. You take that step. You do it. You've been thinking about it for a while. Pray and go. Pray and go. And it's often what happens with guys who goes on missions. Like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know if I'm, and then just go. That's good. That's faith. All right? You're going to have to take a step of faith because you're a believer and we live by faith, not by sight. Amen? So maybe you're thinking right now of something that God has been laying on your heart to make sure that you are not deceived and you're not going to do something very terrible. Go to a mature believer in church and submit it to them. Say, I think God is saying this to me. If it's not immoral, if it makes sense, let them pray with you and then you go and do it. Act in faith. Practice it, all right? It's how you get out. Number four, tell your friends about your fish. Tell them about your situation. Listen, I'm not extending you gaan klaar by jou maatjies. Go and share the victory that you need to get right now. Go and share that victory with someone. What is a difficult part? What got you into trouble? We don't want you to go in circles and get there again. Go and share with someone you trust. Not someone at work that does not know God. All right, share it with someone in your small group that's following God, that loves you, that wants to see God's will formed in your life. And let them encourage you and take your hand. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. And share with them your vulnerabilities. You need a person in your life. I've got someone like that I can phone and just really be honest. about my weakness. Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has got great power as it is working. Isn't that amazing? You are made to conquer. And I'm telling you now, our sports people we look up to, they can sometimes put their bodies through the most difficult training, and they can do amazing things on sports fields and take beatings. But let me tell you what, there's not a lot of people that knows how to win this battle. They're small people, and you don't even know that they are the strongest humans walking this earth because of what happens in their inner room. And after a while, you realize there's authority here. This is what will get you promoted in the spirit. When you war behind the closed door, when you say, I had enough, I'm going to move, I'm going to act. You phone your friend, you say, listen, we need to have coffee, and I need to tell you about what I need to do. God is speaking with me. Carry me and help me. This is a great part. And this is you. And so Jonah arose, and he went to Nineveh. Where is God taking you? And it's okay if you don't know the final destination of your life. I don't know where I'm going to end up. I don't know where I'm. All I know is I must be here and give God my everything. So it's okay if you start with you now. What is he saying to you? Arise and go. Arise and go. And do it with all your heart. Can we pray together tonight? Let's stand up. And so Jonah arose. Can we just have that last slide up, please, Rowena? I want you just to look at that slide. I want you to read it, and I want you to think, what is the Holy Spirit saying to you in your heart? Don't worry about in 10 years' time. Just right now, what is he inviting you to? Let me tell you what. Jonah went, and go and read it for yourself, preached the most terrible message in the history of the world. He basically told these people, you sinners and God's going to judge you. And that was the end of his sermon. And the whole city turned to God. It's not about your skills. It's about your faith to be obedient and to be willing to be used. So I want to pray for us.